I want to show you some of the largest right-wing commentators melting down because a Latino artist is simply performing at the Super Bowl. If you don't know who Bad Bunny is, he's one of the largest artists in the world. He has really solid music, and he is a Puerto Rican artist that is oftentimes calling out Trump directly. He's going to be performing at the Super Bowl this year, and immediately, Benny Johnson, Megyn Kelly, even people in the Trump admin were saying they were going to deploy more ICE to the Super Bowl this year, which is an insane, honestly vile, despicable threat. Like, we can't have fun in America anymore. You can't have a performance at the Super Bowl without threatening the people there or trying to make sure that people are scared. It is sickening, and I want to walk you through some of the reactions. And then Bad Bunny last night on SNL actually took a few punches at Trump MAGA and sent a message to his Latino community. I want to play this all for you, but let's just start from the beginning. Right when this was announced, we saw immediate threats. This one is vile. Corey Lewandowski responds to Bad Bunny's Super Bowl news with threat of ICE enforcement. The Homeland Security advisor's comments. That's right. This is the advisor to the Secretary of Homeland Security. Literally, this is a person with power saying that we are going to target people at the Super Bowl. Days after the NFL announced superstar Bad Bunny will headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, senior Trump admin officials are threatening to send immigration agents to the popular sporting event. Bad Bunny, the Puerto Rican Grammy-winning rapper and singer whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has said he's avoided touring in the U.S. out of concern that his fans could be targeting. Quote, there was this issue of like effing ICE could be outside my concerts. And it's something that we were talking about and very concerned about, he told ID Magazine in September. So this is something they were actually worried about. And the Trump admin makes their concerns come true, which is despicable. And I want to point out a few things. First of all, the fact that Bad Bunny, one of the largest artists in the world, is not doing tours in the United States or is holding off until the Super Bowl shows a larger problem. Trump's policies related to immigration, related to tariffs, all of these policies are hurting the U.S. economy in a lot of secondary ways. Artists aren't touring. Tourists are coming here at a lower rate. My dad visited Las Vegas for a buddy's wedding recently, and he was like, man, it was just kind of empty. He was like, the entire strip, I've never seen it so empty. You can see tourism rates dropping, immigration to the United States, legal, good immigration, dropping, all of it, which is not good. And then we have Megyn Kelly, who slammed Bad Bunny performing at the Super Bowl as a, quote, middle finger to MAGA. Megyn Kelly took to her radio show to complain about Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny being selected, comparing him to P. Diddy. What's wrong with these people? Did I tell you what Corey Lewandowski, chief advisor to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, responded to Bad Bunny's comments on the Benny Johnson show and said, quote, there is nowhere you can provide safe haven to people in this country illegally, not the Super Bowl and nowhere else. We will find you. We will apprehend you. Insane stuff. Benny Johnson then tweets out, this is Bad Bunny. He was just announced as a 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Massive Trump hater. Okay, like most artists, like a lot of people in Hollywood. Anti-ICE activists. Yeah, ICE is insane. They have, over the past few months, they have been wearing masks and legitimately kidnapping people with a budget higher than almost every other military in the world. Yeah, you can be anti-ICE. No songs in English. What are we supposed to... He even canceled his entire U.S. tour for this reason. Effing ICE could be outside my concert. Yeah, that's a pretty good reason. ICE just zip-tied naked children and created a hype video about it. This happened in Chicago. I'm working on a video about this exact thing. It's going to come out a little bit later today. We're just doing some research for it. So make sure you subscribe to the Atomocra feed. Make sure you drop a like. And if you appreciate my videos, make sure you have post notifications on so you never miss one. We're doing a lot of cool content lately. And not that this is cool content, but we're just putting a lot of research in, doing a lot of debates, and trying to really spread the truth. And while all of this is happening, we have right-wing commentators like Tommy Lauren, who is a Fox News host, debating Crystal Ball and getting rolled on Bad Bunny. Listen to this Bad Bunny debate.
You think Bad Bunny is a good choice for the Super Bowl?
I'm not that like knowledgeable about him, but it seems fine, and I don't know why it's a big deal. Seems like a great American artist, so sure.
He's not an American artist, but...
He's Puerto Rican. That's part of America, dear.
You know it's brutal when she hits you with the casual dear, the nonchalant dear. Let me show you this viral clip of TikTok. How conservatives sound being more outraged about the Super Bowl halftime show than the economy, than inflation, than ICE, than anything else.
Oh my God.
Huh? What's up?
Bro, they raided an apartment building in the middle of the night in Chicago, and they zip-tied a bunch of naked children together and made them stand outside in the cold.
Damn, bro. That's actually crazy.
Oh my God, bro. This is awful, dude.
What? What else?
Bro, all those ships that were trying to send aid got intercepted. Like, not a single one of them actually made it to give aid. Like, this is a literal war crime. I can't...
Yeah, man, that's crazy. That don't really affect me, though, so I don't care.
Okay. Holy shit, dog. The government shut down?
Whatever, bro. I don't really see how this affects me. Let's be honest. It's not that big of a deal. You're kind of overreacting about all this stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's it. You see, Bad Bunny is going to perform the Super Bowl?
What the fuck did you just say?
See, this is what's wrong with our fucking country. We're not even America anymore. I don't recognize anything that's going on.
Okay, I let it go for a bit too long, but let me show you Bad Bunny talking last night. He speaks partially in Spanish, so I will translate in just one second.
I'm very excited to be doing the Super Bowl, and I know that people all around the world who love my music are also happy, especialmente todos los latinos. Y la latina en el mundo entero y aquí en los Estados Unidos, todas las personas que han trabajado para abrir puertas, más que un logro mío, más que un logro mío, es un logro de todo, demostrando que nuestra huella y nuestra aportación en este país nadie nunca la podrá sacar ni borrar. And if you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
He said, if you don't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
We have a great show for you tonight.
Referring to the Super Bowl. Now, to translate, Bad Bunny then delivered some heartfelt remarks in his native tongue, offering thanks to those who are genuinely excited for his upcoming Super Bowl performance. Quote, especially all of the Latinos and Latinas in the world here in the United States who have worked to open doors, Bad Bunny said in Spanish. It's more than a win for myself. It's a win for all of us. Our footprints and our contribution in this country, no one will ever be able to take that away or erase it. So it's a broader message about unity within the community, and it's a great message. I love it. I think that the Trump supporters who are freaking out, it says more about them than it does about Bad Bunny. When Corey Lewandowski immediately says, we're going to make sure ICE is outside the Super Bowl, when Megyn Kelly and Benny Johnson are flipping shit, when Tommy Lauren gets absolutely owned, and 70% of Americans at this moment want Trump to focus on inflation. 75% of Americans want a legal pathway for people who just want to live a better life in the United States. The point is, Trump isn't taking popular positions. They are deporting farm workers and people who just want to live here when most Americans don't agree. Donald Trump is not focusing on tariffs. He's focusing on culture war chaos when most Americans don't care or agree with that. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump tweets about Bad Bunny today or tomorrow. It'll likely happen because he's not focused on anything else other than Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Bad Bunny. Like, he's focused on culture war grievances. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the Atomography, drop a like, subscribe. We have some good videos coming today. Some more debates over the next week. We have a Chicago video coming later today. And I debated the new Charlie Kirk. So check this out. I'll post it later today. Love you all. Peace out.